Hi there, welcome to the Flight Risk Studios podcast show. I'm your host, Robert Bruton. It is April 15th, 2024. Have you filed your taxes? I got to take mine down to the post office here in a little while, make sure it gets stamped today. So I wish you all a wonderful tax day. So anyway, I hope that you had a nice, lovely weekend. It is a Monday, and we are absolutely excited to start a new week. So anywho, today we're going to talk about holistic wellness, you know, and because we've been talking about, you know, taking care of your own education and your own seven, you know, you really have to take care of your body. You know, you can have all the education and of what you put into your mind. Now it's time to put some good stuff into your body. It also helps with your mental acuity and things like that if you do certain things that help promote that. And you can have a wonderful life if you kind of go back to the basics of life. I woke up one day realizing, and I've made some changes since then, and I don't really feel any better or any worse, but I feel like I'm probably going to feel better once I get through some of this stuff. Is, you know, I woke up one day and I was sitting there taking my medication. I was going, God dang, I have 11 medicines I take daily. What the hell? I don't feel any better. I don't look any better. All I hear is all the horrible shit that it's doing to my body if I continue to take it. And so I began looking for alternatives to all of the things that I take, because I was said, you know, there is more shit you can find about the nasty crap that it's going to do to your body than you can find what it, you know, how, what the benefit is. And I'm not telling you to stop your medication. Please don't take this the wrong way. You know, absolutely do not do anything like that. I put that disclaimer out there. I'm not suggesting that. But what I am suggesting is that, you know, why did we move off of natural medicine? And that's what I want to kind of touch on. But, you know, a lot of this stuff has nothing to do with your medicine, you know, has really nothing to do with your medicine, and everything to do with your mind and what you put into your body as far as nutrition and things like that. And so number one in this holistic wellness journey is focusing on the mind-body connection. Holistic wellness is acknowledges that our minds and bodies are interconnected. What affects one impacts the other. By taking care of both physical and mental health, we can achieve overall well-being. And that's something that we've learned throughout the podcast, is about meditation and quieting your mind and what that does, and how it opens up your mind. You know, when you can make a rational decision versus an emotional decision, that's a huge win, a huge thing. And you feel better about yourself. You feel better about the decisions that you're making. They're more successful in their outcome. And because you're not coming from a place, I've said this a few times in the last few podcasts, you know, how many times have you made an emotional outburst where the outcome was not good? Maybe you got in a fight with your partner, your spouse, and you said some things that you really didn't mean to say. Now all of a sudden, you can say sorry, but it's still out there. You know, you can be remorseful, and that's what I mean, is why be remorseful when you can do things such as meditation and learning to quiet your mind, breathing exercises, and have that inner peace so that you don't fly off the handle. And I'm telling you, it's made an amazing difference in my life. And the importance of nutrition, eating a balanced and nutritious diet, which is really hard to do in a fast-paced world. You know, it really, really, truly is. And I struggle with it every day because I eat out a lot, mostly because I'm me. So, you know, it's hard to go out and buy food and cook for one. You know, if I barbecue or if I put a steak on the grill or, you know, something like that, some chicken breasts or whatever, that's one thing. But if I'm going to, you know, make spaghetti or something like that, it's really hard to make it and not have, you know, leftovers that you might hit once or twice, but, you know, the whole meal ends up going bad. And quite honestly, with the cost of food now, and what sucks is a lot of times I can eat out for cheaper than I can make a meal in. So, you know, in the days of going out and, you know, buying a couple of good steaks and all that, have you seen the prices? Jeez, oh, Pete. Yeah. So, you know, eating salads and, you know, doing some things that, you know, if you can just find your way to a well-balanced meal, that'll make all the difference in the world. Because what you put in your body makes a huge difference in what the way you feel. Absolutely does. You know, this is a big thing, and it's tough for me because I would rather get a root canal than go to the gym. I still don't go. I don't attend a gym. But I can walk. I can go hiking. I can be out in nature, and I find that to be much more healing and much more fun than going into a gym. Nowadays you can't get past all the people who are filming, and if God forbid you walk through their shot, you know, and you have to wait while they set up their shot. You know, used to, if a gym was busy, it was just busy because somebody was, you know, on the machine, they'd get off and get their reps. Now they have to introduce what they're doing, have a post, you know, man, I feel better, and I did, you'll notice I did the 10 reps, and look at my abs, and look at my tummy, and look at my, you know, oh my God. So, you know, if that's your thing, hey, God bless, but, you know, it's just, if you can get out and do some things that get your heart pumping, you know, there's so much out in a public park. And here's the thing. Public parks have a lot of ways where, or stations, I should say, where you can actually do some physical activity. You know, whether it's pull-ups, chin-ups, whatever they have out there, rings, all kinds of stuff, slanted lifts and things like that, that you can do some stuff. And here's the thing, it's free. You don't got to pay for it. You can get just as good a workout there as you could at the gym. No, there's probably not as many people, and there's, you know, maybe not as much social activity there, but is that really the place that you go for social activity? If it is, then hey, whatever, but you're paying for something that, you know, that you could do at your local park fairly easy. And if you get out and hike and, you know, hike up and down some mountains or hike up and down some inclines and rolling hills, whatever, or just get out and walk, be in nature. Hear the birds, feel the sunshine, soak up some vitamin D, man. You know, that's a really good way. And that's how I get my physical activity done, is I get out in nature. And a lot of times I go down to the park. There's a huge walking trail at the park that winds down through the beside the Guadalupe River. It does all kinds of cool shit, and I see a lot of neat stuff. And I do meet a lot of friendly people on the trail. So it's, you know, they're there doing the same thing I'm doing, you know. And so at the beginning or the end of the trail, you know, if you need some social interaction, there's probably people there stretching and getting ready to take their walk or their jog, and it works out. So you have a nice experience. You know, play tennis, take up golf. You know, there's all kinds of ways to get physical activity. You know, if you're at a golf course where you can walk the 18 instead of carting it, well, there's you a good workout. You know, during the week, a lot of times they'll let you, on the weekends, they're not going to let you walk, but during the week, there may be a day where you can walk. Check with your local municipal golf course and see if there's a day where you can walk and get some golf in. Learn to play tennis. You know, pickleball, I guess, is in handball and things like that are all, you know, all these things are free. Basketball, you know. I promise you, if you go to a hoop in a park and you start messing about and doing a basketball, there's probably going to be some guys that are, you know, going to come up and say, hey, man, you want to play some pickup games or something? And that, hello. And what is that? It's all free. So there's no stress. When, you know, you're doing your budget going, man, I got, you know, my gym membership, well, how much, if it's cheap, that's one thing. If it's not, you know, if it's $20, $30 a month, and you could go do the same thing somewhere for free, what the hell, you know? I wouldn't shower in some nasty-ass gym shower anyway. So, what do you get, you know? I don't think that the kids that work in a gym actually go in and clean the shower very nicely anyway. They might spray a bunch of shit around on it, but, you know, pass. So, get out, do some regular physical activity in whatever way that suits you. And these are things that will boost your mood and reduce your stress, absolutely. Because what you can do is when you're out walking, if you can move your arms about, stretch out your body, you know, and that relieves the stress. And, you know, if you have a lot of tension up in your neck and in your shoulders, you know, walking's a good way to relieve that. You know, especially if you can, you know, move your arms and shrug your shoulders a bit and get all that stress and tension out of your body. Not to mention the fact that it's just peaceful. And there's a lot to be said for that. One of the things that really helps your mental well-being is getting a good night's sleep. Allowing yourself that rest and for it to restore your body. You know, give it a chance to, you know, chill out. Just like your noodle, your head. How many times have you said, you know, damn, I wish I could just get 5 minutes of peace? Well, your body's going to tell you the same thing. Man, I wish I could just get a few hours of rest. So getting good quality sleep, making sure that, you know, that you do that. And here's the thing, because a lot of people say, I got to work till, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know, I work late, I do this, I do that. Well, here's the skinny. When you're stressed out, okay, you're going to make emotional decisions, not very well thought out decisions. You're going to make decisions based on your stress and based on your anxiety and based on the fatigue in your body. How good is that going to be? Are you doing yourself any favor at all? Can you get it where your rest period, so maybe you get up a little earlier to begin your day earlier, but you go to bed earlier so that you can get that, so that your mental well-being and your physical well-being are coexist. Because your body does need some rest. And all you have to do to gauge if you're getting enough of that is, are you making good decisions, good sound decisions, and are your creative ideas flowing? Are you snappy with people? Do you feel, you know, get somebody, if you have a boyfriend, girlfriend, get them to say, check my, you know, because it's, you can feel it, but just say, you know, feel around my shoulders and neck and see if, tell me, you know, what level of stress that I'm at. Because we tend to have that stress level in our back and in our shoulders and neck, you know, and if you can learn to relax, get some good sleep to allow your body to repair itself and restore, and you're going to wake up refreshed and energized. That way, if you're making decisions based on good, solid, how should I put it? You know, you have a quiet mind and you're making quality decisions because you're not making emotional decisions. And that is night and day difference from your quality of life to the success that you're going to achieve based on that. And if you're making decisions that are based on emotional responses or stressful responses, I can tell you this, it's probably not your best work. Probably not your best work. In fact, I'm sure of it. You know, stress and chronic stress have a negative impact on our physical and mental health. Holistic wellness emphasizes techniques for managing stress, such as meditation. What did I tell you my most favorite thing on the good earth to do? Yoga, deep breathing, and spending time in nature. I have talked about that in every podcast that we do. We talk about meditation, deep breathing exercises, and getting outside and walking, hearing the birds, seeing the clouds, being grateful to just have this time and space and on earth. I'm telling you, if you want to achieve any real level of success, if you can do it from a place of peace in your head via meditation and deep breathing, I'm telling you, you're going to be a force to be reckoned with, a absolute force to be reckoned with. Meditation can be so simple. Just get a pair of headphones, find some type of music or sounds that you enjoy to listen to that are going to be uninterrupted for 45 minutes, let's say, 45 to 50 minutes. Lay down on the bed, close your eyes, relax your body, feel it. Feel your body just sink into the mattress on your bed. And just focus on your breathing and focus on your, you know, just relaxing your mind. And if you're really stressed out, this is going to take a little bit of time here. Therefore, that's why they call this a meditation practice or a yoga practice, is it's a constant work. But it's a constant, nice work, fun work. Another thing about yoga is, especially if you did heated yoga in a heated room, man, you will sweat out all the crap out of your body. You know, and here's the thing about going to yoga is you got to remember there's other people there that are going to look as silly as you do in the beginning with your yoga poses. So don't worry about it. I'm not going there. People laugh at me. Well, they're not so much worried about you. Everybody gets where they're worried about how I'm going to look. Stop worrying about it. If people laugh, laugh with them. Because they probably look as goofy and stupid as you do. So don't worry about it. And yes, in Bikram yoga, you are going to sweat like a pig. Your clothes are going to be completely soaked through. But so is everybody else, so don't worry about it. The other thing you can do is, you know, for stress managers, I'm telling you, getting out in nature, going to the park, if you've got mountains around you, get in them. You know, if there's a river by you, go walk it. If there's just a city park, you can go and just chill. There's a lot to be said for, you know, people watching at the park and seeing people laugh and picnicking and having fun and all that, and you're just like, man, that what a fun day. You're just around people that are enjoying life and having fun. That is completely healing and completely cathartic. So try it. I'm telling you, it will make all the difference in the world. If you've never been camping, I can't recommend going out into nature and go camping. Yep, get bit by a mosquito or whatever, but get your ass out in nature, get smelly, have a nice campfire, make s'mores, do something that absolutely just is fun, makes you smile. Being in nature can, if you allow yourself to get immersed in it, I'm telling you, it's not the icky thing that that if you have that preconception that you think it is, because it's not. Not at all. You know, are there, because we get so used to life's conveniences, an indoor bathroom is a good example, but, you know, be able to tell that story. Mosquito bit me on the butt when I was, you know, going to the restroom. But if you laugh and enjoy those things, all of that stuff reduces stress. And what happens when you reduce stress? You have a more successful and fulfilling life. You know, it's good to have strong social connections. You know, strong social connections are essential for our emotional well-being. Spending time with loved ones, nurturing relationships, and feeling a sense of belonging contributes to all over happiness. So, if you have the ability, you know, it's like my mom, she lives about 80 miles away from where I do, but I go down about every other weekend and I take her out for the day. I drive down the beach, we go have lunch. You know, she had a stroke about a year and a half ago, and so her walking is now relegated to a walker or a cane and holding on to me, but it's really difficult for her to get around. But that little interaction and getting her out into nature, rolling down the window in the car and letting her feel the sea breeze on her face, watching people play on the beach, watching the waves, watching ships come down the channel. Got her a pair of binoculars so she could see better, to see the ships and the dolphins playing in front of the ships. You know? And I've seen such an amazing change in her that it makes my heart feel good. And I enjoy that time that we have together, because we talk about all kinds of stuff. A lot of it's talking about my sister who passed, you know, but reliving and remembering fond memories, especially from our childhood. There's a lot to be said with that. So if you have a way to make social connections, especially with family, and enjoy that, or just getting out with friends, you know, have that, but make that, you know, something that you plan and grow for. Because what happens is, a lot of times, you know, people say, well, we're connected in social media. Well, how in the hell is that a connection? I mean, you are in a sense, you know, but, you know, looking at pictures of of dinner plates that the kids ate last night, give me a break. Go see those kids that ate from those dinner plates. Go see your sisters, your brothers, your moms, your dads, your cousins, your uncles, your aunts. Go say hi. Don't just say hi on social media, because what inevitably ends up happening is you'll start scrolling. And what do? You get into some mindless scroll and you start seeing all kinds of, because social media is far from social anymore. Far from it. It's filled with bullshit and political garbage. You know, there's really not a whole lot. I've subscribed to some channels on my own social media that, you know, restoring faith in humanity. You know, dogs. I mean, there are some things out there, but the vast majority of shit on social media is just that, it's shit. You know, it's everybody arguing, everybody having a point to make, which is fine. Totally fine. But damn, you know, that's not a social connection. You know, basically that's a newspaper that's filled with bleh. I'm talking about making a true social connection. You know, where you're laughing, having fun, nobody's talking politics or business or all the shit that's wrong in the world. There's plenty of time to see all that. I'm talking about a social connection that helps nurture relationships, feeling a sense of belonging and a sense of community. You know, spiritual wellness, you know, is something that, you know, spirituality is finding the meaning and purpose in life. It can involve religious beliefs, connections to a higher power, or a sense of purpose beyond oneself. I think that in my own spiritual journey, you know, I look at all kinds of different things. Because I liked what Gandhi talked about when he was a young boy. He said that he loved his temple because the priest in the temple would, I'll paraphrase this a bit. He said, you know, the priest would do readings from the Bhagavad Gita and the Quran, going one to the other as if there was no difference as long as God was being worshipped. And you can have a spiritual connectedness to yourself, you know, feeling a spiritual connectedness to the universe. Again, it doesn't have to involve a religion. You know, we're talking about you feeling yourself as being a spiritual being within the universe. Again, that can be done through yoga, that can be done through meditation, you know, silent reflection, breathing, where you feel connected to the universe, because all things are connected in the universe. That's a whole other podcast. You know, one of the things that, and I learned this a long time ago, is your environment has a direct and significant role in your well-being. So if you have a super messy house, you probably got a super messy brain. If you have a super messy desk, you can probably have a super messy brain. If you have a super messy car, you probably have a super messy brain. So having some sense of order in your life, you know, and making sure that you don't let the dishes stack up in the sink, that maybe every now and again, you know, you fold the blankets up and you make your bed. Maybe, you know, you take an hour and you clean the bathroom. Maybe you take an hour and you clean the kitchen. But environmental factors will absolutely have a direct reflection into your noodle. So therefore, that's why I say getting out in nature also helps reduce it helps reduce stress. It helps reduce the toxins in your body. Create a healthy living space can all contribute to a holistic wellness. So I'm going to take a short recess for just a second and get something to drink. I'm starting to feel like my throat's getting crackly. So hold on, I'll be right back. See, that went quick. All right, so being someone who does these things on a regular basis, I can tell you that it's made a huge impact on my life. I've sometimes fall into old habits. That's okay. Because I recognize it sooner than later. So I can say, oh, no, I need to get my shit out of that. I need to, no, You know, and I've noticed, especially, I'll call it the biggest gift I've gotten from meditation is being able to be calm under fire, not losing my shit in a stressful situation where I catch myself before I react emotionally. Therefore, I can stop and react from a calm, cool sense of place, okay, where my head's in the right place, where I make a good decision before I blurt out something that puts me in a situation where I'm having to apologize or I blow something up or whatever. And we've all done it. You know, we've all gotten so pissed that we do something on emotion that costs us a relationship, costs us a job, costs us our own sense of well-being. And if you can, like I said, learn how to quiet your mind, I'm telling you, it is life-changing beyond anything you could do. Mindfulness. Mindfulness is the practice of paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It can help us become more aware of our thoughts, feelings, and bodily sensations. Mindfulness practices like meditation can improve focus, reduce stress, and promote well-being. You know, if you can take time to, and I could just call it be grateful, have a gratitude moment. See all of the things in your life that you can be grateful for. Might have a piece of shit car out in the driveway, but it runs. Might not have the clothes wardrobe that you dream of, but you got clothes to wear. You know, there's always a, you know, if you're sitting in an air-conditioned house, a lot of folks that don't even have air conditioning or even have a house, you know, and it's very, very enlightening to yourself to take that time. And you know, having a gratitude journal, for example, and you don't have to go buy some fancy, if you want to buy a gratitude journal, go buy one. Otherwise, you know what? The best notebooks I have that are filled the most are spiral notebooks that I got at the cheap at the store. You know, gratitude journals, and well, I even sell one on Amazon, but you know, I don't remember, it's like $6 or $7, and I can go and buy a spiral notebook for $1 and write down everything that you're grateful for. A piece of paper is a piece of paper. It doesn't have to be something fancy. If you like fancy, go get it. But if you just want to, and that's one of the things that I've found is the gift of I'm not out to impress. I want to impress. I want people to go, man, that he is such a nice guy, such a nice man, such a thoughtful person, or such, you know, man, that dude seems like he's at peace. Enjoy working with him. I enjoy being his friend, and you know, whatever. But that mindfulness practice is like meditation. It improves focus and reduces stress. You know, learn to take that moment and find comfort in what you do. You know, deep breathing, check your posture. Set a timer when you do things like this. When you sit down to do things, don't, you know, have some intent, some intention to what you do. You know, it's like when I write, I'll sit there and go, you know, I'm going to write for an hour, solid. I turn everything off. I turn on a timer, and I write for an hour. And I give myself that. If I want to go more, I do. But I, for that hour, or whatever I decide that time to be, and whatever time you decide you want to do it, set that intention, set that time. You know, and always have some direct attention to your breathing. If you're breathing fast or breathing, you know, or you're holding your breath, and we do that a lot of times when people are speaking, they speak until they run completely out of breath. So you have to be mindful of your breathing, or you're never going to sing a song if you don't breathe. And how many of you have been singing a song in a car and you find yourself out of breath? It's because you don't know how to sing and breathe. When to take in air, when to let it out. So so that right there should tell you there is a purpose for that. There is a purpose in breathing. And if you have a smartwatch, especially one, an Apple Watch, it has a thing on it that will remind you, you need to breathe. And it's for bloody 10 seconds. You have 10 seconds to just and do these things in through the nose, out through the mouth, and you will have an amazing life. Because it's always the things where, how many times in your life have you said, it was right there in front of me. It was too easy. Because everybody's looking that in order to have something have huge impact, it has to be some technical, drawn-out process. And it doesn't have to be that. It can be something very simple, and it can be just breathing for just a few minutes, a few seconds. In through the nose, out through the mouth. Just breathe, and you will be amazed at how that slows down your heart, slows down the tension in your body, and you're relaxed. I'm telling you, from this state of mind, you will be a beast in a good way. You know, self-care. You have to give yourself the gift of self-care. You know, and what do I mean by that? Is where you do things that, where you're setting healthy boundaries. And that's a combination of all the things that we've talked about in this episode. And you have to give yourself a chance to do something that brings you joy and peace. Do something that gives you joy and peace. And give yourself that gift once a week, once a day, whatever. Whatever brings you joy and relaxation. Give yourself that gift. There is a huge connection for couples in stuff like this. That if you can get each other doing this and support each other in doing this, you're gonna, when you, again, you go back to a calm mind, a calm inner being that you bring to a relationship. What's that about? You have to want, and this is, you know, something that can lend strength and value to your relationship. Whether it's a intimate relationship or a relationship with friends, coworkers, you know, giving everybody a chance to, you know, I always tell everybody that I work around or that I'm collaborating with, you know, everybody take a short self-care break. You know, if you want to go outside for a second, breathe some fresh air, put your face towards the sunshine, close your eyes, of course, and just soak up some vitamin D for a minute. Listen to the birds for a second. Imagine when people come back and they're empowered beyond anything you could imagine. You know why? Because they're at peace. All of a sudden, the stresses of life go away for just a minute. And you make better decisions in your job, in your life. You know, when you go out as a couple, for example, and you go out and you do some things in nature, you know, there comes a point in time when you need to kind of just hold each other's hand and go, we need to remember this moment, especially if you're laughing and having fun, and we need to remember this place. So when we do get angry with each other, and it's going to happen, we can go, we need to go back to that meadow for a minute in our mind. We need to go back to that place where, you know, where we were. Powerful. Amazingly powerful. So a holistic wellness journey is just that. It's a journey. It's not a destination. So remember, it's a path that basically never ends. But along the path, we're going to have aha moments. Along the path, we're going to feel a sense of worth, a sense of purpose. You know, if you have a lot of anxiety and a lot of stress and a lot of depression, you know what you need to learn how to do? And just, and because I'm a fellow sufferer, is learn how to quiet your mind. Learn how to get all the shit out of your head. And it's not as hard as you might think. Again, how many times in your life have you said something that you said, oh my God, that was too fucking easy? Oh my God, I can't believe how easy that was. Shit, I wish I'd have done it, you know, all the time. Yes, we have those aha moments, as I like to call them, where you go, shit, I get it. So, what do you think? Are you going to do some stuff today that, you know, and start taking a little better care of yourself? You don't got to stop all the, you know, you don't got to, don't make it, always keep it simple. Make slight course adjustments. Don't make this a thing. Make it a practice. Make it a journey. Because when you make it a thing, then it becomes a job. If you want it to become routine, ease your way into it. Because if you try to do too much too soon, you're just going to peter out. You're going to overload, and you're going to go, I can't do it. It's too hard. Fuck off. I can't. No. The reason that you do that is because you haven't given yourself enough chance to go back and learn knowledge. What have we been talking about? That's why I brought all this stuff up, is knowledge is so powerful. You have to learn. It's not a win or lose. It's not an A, B, C, D, E, F. It's not any of those. It's not a grade. It's not a challenge. It's something that you do without that. Keeping in mind that everything that you're going to adjust and change in your life doesn't have to have an immediate outcome. It doesn't have to have a right now outcome, it just has to evolve. And allowing yourself and your body and your mind to evolve will make you a much happier person. Much happier person. So I hope that you will take some of that to heart. So anyway, we're going to end today. And I appreciate you tuning in. And the link in our bio takes you to where you can go to my Amazon book page. You can see our YouTube videos, which I'm going to be honest, we're producing a bunch of stuff. We're going to start dropping more videos very, very soon. And we do have some up, and we've used some technology to do some videos, which I thought was really, really cool. We're embracing some things, some new technology that I think is amazing. So it's kind of cool. And having said all that, man, just have a wonderful, 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 blessed experience. So anywho, this is the Flight Risk Studios podcast show. I'm Robert Bruton. Bye for now.